If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So it's a Tuesday, so we always have Pogiso in studio. It's just a shortened version because we are focusing on elections for now. But he's here nonetheless. And we also have another guest. Thank you so much for being here, gentlemen. Hello and welcome.
Good evening.
So Pogiso, we know you. You're Pogiso Dibokwane. We know you. I mean, we know you. But let's start by asking the question, what's car candy? Sounds yum.
So before we get to the name car candy, I think we need to do an introduction of this gentleman.
Okay.
If you're thinking 325 IS, you're thinking Kushesha.
Yes.
You're thinking classic Shadowline 5 Series models. You're thinking Golf Rabbit.
Yeah.
Mark 1. Yeah, Super Boss. Those are all cars that are embedded in South Africa as legendary models.
Yes.
So, without any further more models to introduce, what you have here in studio is the gentleman by the name of Mo from Car Candy.
Yes.
So, Mo sells really nice, basically original. We've spoken about original a couple of months back, that what is an original 325 IS. So if you're looking for a 325 IS that is original, you go to Car Candy.
Wow.
Worth a lot of money.
Hi, Mo, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where do you find these cars? I saw one the other day, actually, and I almost like wanted to stop the guy. Like, how have you kept it going for so long? You know, where are these cars from?
You know, I've been lucky enough to just have. I own a page which is literally called BMW E30 South Africa, and it's got 163,000 members.
Okay,
so I basically have them all sitting there.
This is a community.
Community.
A little universe.
100%. And because of what I do, the guys just knew.
Okay,
hey,
so
he was
amongst each other. Yeah. So, Pogiso spoke about the original. I mean, how old would that car be now?
92, 91.
Yeah. That would be an Evolution 2. So, you can get an Evolution 1, which is from 80, 85, 86.
Yo.
Yeah.
And so the parts?
Parts are quite accessible, new, used. Just
new?
Yeah. There's some. I do quite a bit of that as well. So not only do I sell the vehicles, but I source parts for them.
New?
Yeah, brand new.
Are they still manufacturing the parts?
Yeah. It's a worldwide hype.
Yeah.
That's the thing with an E30. I think in the UK, there's a big market of E30s. Mm-hmm. So they still love their cars. In the US, not so big.
Yes.
But in South Africa, I mean, we all, when growing up, all we saw on the street is a 325 IS Kushesha. And obviously, because of it's notorious with, you know, the cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a market that is some of the OEMs, parts manufacturer, are still there producing those parts.
You said lots of money. So give us, so would you call it a classic?
Definitely.
Would you call it, at what point does it become a classic car?
30 years.
Yeah.
30 years. Once you're 30 years classic. It's also.
And what happens when the car becomes a classic? What happens to that value?
Skyrockets. It's also. The E30 has become a worldwide hype. But South Africa has just taken it to another level.
Yes.
Like, it's unbelievable the amount of people that want to own an IS. Even a simple four-door, two-door version, they just love it.
Because just let's go back and remind me quickly. South Africa was closed off from the rest of the world for a long time. In that time, the 80s, it was closed off. But there are cars that were made for South Africa, right? Sort of like specifically made for this market and are of this market. Is it one of those cars?
Yeah. I mean, from a BMW history background, we used to manufacture basically the E30, the E36.
Mm.
And we were the only one who was manufacturing the M3 four-door.
Yeah.
The German spec was obviously made in Germany.
Yes.
But
there were cars that were modeled for this particular market, yeah.
Yes, it was, yeah. And you had, on the E30, one of them that was very special is the 333.
That you don't just get.
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, the 333 was very special. I know back in the days with Uncle Bob, we used to talk about the 325 IS. Yes, yeah. He loved that because he had that. So I think with the guys from Car Candy, what they're trying to do now is actually have a world record of the most E30s parked.
Tell us about that more.
So, it actually, I think in the UK a few months ago, someone tagged me on a video.
Yes.
And I literally saw 197 of these parked next to each other.
Never.
I knew the out, so I knew it was.
Never.
I'll share the video with you. And
How many?
Then said 197.
Yo.
And I
what
looked at
sight,
it and I said,
hey? What
I'm
a
doing
sight.
This.
What a sight.
I'm doing this for South Africa because I know we have the vehicles. We have, you know, we have it. Let's try it. So we're doing it. We're doing it soon.
So you're hoping for how
200.
Many?
And I want to take this.
Do we have 200?
We do.
And
why I know it is because I supply.
You've got the network.
The network. I supply them with a lot of parts.
Where are they concentrated? Most of these cars in Gauteng, or they would have to come in from other parts.
There is a lot all over the show.
Yeah.
Durban, Cape Town.
Yeah.
But we pick up Gauteng has most of them.
When are you hoping to do this?
In a few weeks.
So that we can come.
Yeah, in a few weeks. I'd love for you to see.
Have you identified a spot?
Yeah.
Where would this be?
So we've got something called a BEMA Festival.
Yep.
BMW Festival.
Yes.
And in that space, I am allocating
the
a certain 200 section.
For 200 cars.
And I'm saying to the community, let's put SA on the map. Let's line those 200 cars.
Let's just see. I mean, you say that there, eh?
They're there.
I'm going to do a little dipstick.
Yeah, so 5th of May, it's called BEMA Festival.
I'm just saying. Let me just try out. Let's see. We've got lots of listeners here. Maybe somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yes.
If you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, or you are the lucky person that has that car, 086-000-00959. Let's see. I don't know. If we get to the top of the hour and not a single person has called in, I am betting you are not going to reach the record of 200 parked BMWs at a time. At one given
time.
I don't know.
And the Gusha is not just the BMW.
No. I don't know. So, I mean, where does this passion come from?
My dad worked for BMW for many years.
Mm.
I think that's where it definitely came from.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to own 13 of them.
You're ill.
Over the years.
He's a hoarder.
You're ill.
Yeah, I still have one.
You still have one?
Yeah, I have one.
And so does it ride? I know that obviously you're passionate, but in terms of the mechanics, because let's be honest now, is it a slow ride?
No.
Is it a tough steering wheel turning situation?
Well, look, let's put it like this. How I got to know more,
I
was looking for a 325 cabriolet for a client of mine.
Yes.
And the client says, okay, fine, there's more. He has one. Go take a look at it. And that's how me and him just started a relationship.
Yeah.
And he gave me a 325, and that is still running till today. I bought that one 2019.
Yeah.
How does it ride?
It's perfect. I mean, you know how cabriolet will start, Slata will just start to deteriorate the rooftop.
It's sooner than everything else. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
This one, it's perfect. And since
people could see your face. Your face just melts. You now suddenly don't know.
That's what
since
the
I took
does
the car
to you,
from
eh?
him, since I took the car from him,
yes,
we only took it out twice.
You are a hoarder yourself now.
And third time for the festival.
You've become a hoarder. So what do you want to do? You want to protect it and sleep with it in the house?
Because the value is going to go high.
You want to look after the car.
That I'll disclose, we paid 200,000 to more for that car.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
If we tell you the yeah. value, 3 to 5, I guess you're going to be
I'm getting sick. Yes, I'm thinking about it.
$200,000
Does the mileage even matter at that level?
No, it doesn't really. It's originality. what we're going for.
Okay, so at that point, you don't care what the mileage is on the car, right? Is it a brand new engine? How do you keep it going?
No, most of them are quite original, kept since then, you know, no really ways, maintained. Guys. Some are rebuilt.
Talk me through this whole thing. So a car mm-hmm. from 1985, yeah. original built,
yes,
still running,
yes,
with
yes.
an original engine.
Yes, mm-hmm. very possible.
What mileage is on that car?
Some of these cars were started being collected as early as your 90s. Yes. So people just have them in the garage, just sitting there. There was one in Pretoria. It was owned by a doctor. And then, you know, remember in the Transvaal, you used to have a small license disc mm-hmm. that'll give a year, and mm-hmm. then Transvaal. Mm-hmm. It still had that doctor to say it's Harangu Hospital, mm-hmm. and it was owned by a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
This car was sold for $500,000. 325 IS.
I'm struggling to breathe. And you're saying it was predominantly parked, yeah. so to speak. So it didn't do a lot of mileage.
Yes, yes.
Took it out on Sundays, and sometimes it's not there to even drive the car. Because you must remember, in the 80s, people who could afford this were people who had real money.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. $500,000.
And they go much higher as mm-hmm. well.
I mean, look at when you go into a festival like BMW Festival, mm-hmm. is what they hold. Every time when you go into that festival, the festival that I shared
mm-hmm.
with you,
mm-hmm.
you will find an E30 that is parked for display. And it will say not for sale.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Not for sale.
Because those are collector's items. So I know of a guy who has the 5 Series ML, MLE from BMW. Special. It's a special vehicle. In 2020, if I'm not mistaken, BMW rebuilt that 5 Series yes. in the plant as a special
edition.
I think
I remember that.
Yes.
I actually remember that, yes.
I have a collector who had that and sold it for $1.8
million. Get the credit cards ready.
Yeah.
So there is no way, right, anyone mm-hmm. would finance that car.
No.
You would have to have that $1.5 million yes. yourself. It's just yeah. not logical.
No, it's not. So sometimes what happens is that if you go and put it on the classic market,
yes.
also for guys who are in the UK and the US,
yes.
they will be willing to spend dollars. And obviously when they spend dollars, they're not spending that much.
Yes. So then let's forecast, right? Because mm-hmm. you're in the business of these classic cars, and you said your father worked for BMW, you have this love for BMW now. Would the same thing happen? Let's just say when you look at the current models, do you think there's a potential for some of those current models to be what this 325, is it IS,
yeah.
was back in 1985 to what it is right now? Do we still make cars the same way? What is it? In other words, what is it about this car
that
stood the test of time and has become such a valuable asset?
You want to take that?
In my opinion, and I ask this question to all my clients, people can't really answer it. But there's two things that stick out.
Mm-hmm.
The shape, and yes. more importantly, the sound.
But Mo,
they try.
The shape, ne?
Yeah.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Box 85, shape. That yeah. box shape.
Yeah.
It was the shape of the day, folks. I
for
mean,
sure.
if you There's think there was a Cressida, there were many cars. No, the point is, no, but listen to what I'm saying. Listen. They've just shut me down. They're not having this conversation. You guys are not going there. Oh, but you hear me.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you can appreciate the shape now.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot at the time, like many cars are hot now. What makes that car remain such a classic? You do hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Guaranteed.
You
know
what
I mean?
Like what I mean? The sound.
Guaranteed.
The sound of what? The engine.
The engine.
I think it revolutionized
the 3 series.
The E30 revolutionized the 3 series. Because if you look at other competitors, the E30 Evolution 2 that came in 1992, 95 VW and Audi released the Quattro.
Yes.
And the Quattro is a classic today because what it did in the rally circuit.
Got you.
So you can't remove it.
Got you.
And then if you go 1995, everybody knows what is a VR6.
Yes.
Today, a VR6 trades for 600,000. You're looking for a VR6, 600,000. And at the same time, you had the Superboss. The Superboss, you'll still get a bit lower. But the biggest problem with the Superboss is an Opel. There's no parts available. So I think IS...
It's the kind of car that moves the industry forward.
Yes.
Is that
what you're going to believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's legendary because of that. It came in at a time where...
Gotcha.
I mean, where electrical windows were an in thing.
Yes.
Mm. It came in where Mobilizer... It revolutionized the motor industry.
Okay.
And it's a classic.
I hear you. Would there be a car right now in the BMW spectrum that you'd say, we spoke about the 7 Series, I think, the other day.
Yeah.
Is there one that you look at now more and say, this car? I think we spoke about the 740.
I would say in the 3 Series in the BMW, I would say the V8 E92.
Yeah, it's already started.
Yeah.
What year is that?
So it's a 2010.
2010.
2008.
Yeah. It's a V8.
So it was the last of the V8s made, so that's why it became... Everyone really wants one.
If you had it, you hold on to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Your E36, so it's E30, E36.
Yes.
Has already started...
becoming that kind of a car.
Yeah, so I think what has happened is people... there isn't enough E30s left.
Yes, yes.
The next car to own is an E36. Yes. So the numbers are already going up.
Yeah.
E46 M3 as well.
Yes.
Big demand.
I mean, I saw I think it's a 2002 at Dada with Phoenix Yellow.
Yes.
It's a Phoenix Yellow E46.
The convertible.
Yes. That yellow was quite
Phoenix
quite
Yellow.
A classic.
It's 1.2 million.
What?
Yeah. Oh, the car has 60,000 Ks on the truck.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, from 2001, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Are there no scammers out there? I mean, 60,000 on the clock. Come on, guys.
No, those are special cars. And that is...
that's why they're getting those values.
Yeah.
Because of the mileage, condition, originality.
There has to be original.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone that calls you right now and tells you they don't love a Kushesha,
Let's see. 086 00 00959 Your passion for Kushesha. What's the highest you've sold a Kushesha for?
Phew, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on radio.
Yes, you can.
The highest I've sold one for was 1.2 million. 3 to 5 IS.
What was the mileage on that car?
Can't even remember. It didn't even matter to the guy. Guy just looked at it. It was his childhood dream. Looked at it, paid for it, and took his car.
But I suppose it's also that, right?
That's another thing.
There is something else that comes along with a car.
We had this discussion.
Yeah. Or we just, our neighbor had it. We could never afford one.
Yes.
Oh, my rich uncle.
Yes,
you know, and I just thought one day, and my rich uncle never allowed us to touch the seats. Maybe some story like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of collectors out there. I mean, I have a friend, Tabu, just acquired one. He just got the parts from him. I mean, that car was sitting in a barn. I'll share the pictures with you, and you look at it now. He just bought the parts from him. Was sitting in a barn in Cape Town.
Yes.
So he flew to Cape Town.
Yes.
Got the car from Cape Town. It's lying now in Marble Barn in Pretoria. Can you see how much money is involved in just to get the car from Cape Town?
Oh, my word. Okay.
And it's a 1992 IS. This one is special because it didn't come with leather.
Yeah.
It's cloth.
Cloth seats.
So that also is a
interesting
thing. Yeah.
So you're making this happen, you said, in 2 weeks' time.
5 May. It's called Beamer Festival.
Yes.
It's...
How do people come?
So, if you get onto my page, Car Candy in KSA, you'll see there's a link to purchase tickets. And a big part of the festival is actually the the 200 E30s we're trying to achieve. But it's
look, I'm coming just for that.
But it's also for the rest. It's called Beamer Festival because it's inviting anything from old to new.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing the community together.
Yes.
It's bringing, like, we've got a BMW dealership actually selling brand new cars there.
Yeah.
And it's just a day for the owners and the enthusiasts to spend time,
yeah,
like-minded people, good food, drinks.
Mm. Where is this?
It's called Panton's Hill Sports Club.
Mm-hmm.
It falls under Nord.
Okay. Okay. So, guys, go to Car Candy page, right?
Instagram, Car Candy Inc. SA.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the event posted up there, and there's a link in our bio to purchase your tickets.
Oh, thanks, Mo. Really, thanks for coming. Really
Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Bukhiso, this is lovely. Thank you so
cool.
much. All right, folks, I'll be back tomorrow at 8. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.